grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo.
Oh shit, double tap, double tap.
So, okay, I've got something up my sleeve just for this situation. This goes out to a mate that's leaving town soon. We'll have Marijuana Media right after this. This is Man Tier with Kill Me.
Won't you just kill me when I'm fooling around? Won't you just kill me when I'm fooling? Won't you just kill me when I'm fooling around? Won't you just kill me when I'm fooling? Just kill me when I'm fooling around. Won't you just kill me when I'm fooling? Won't you just kill me when I'm fooling around? No, won't you just kill me when I'm fooling?
Ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Chris!
Do it, man.
Chris Foulweed.
Kia ora, how you going?
Kia ora, mate. What's trending up? Are you down there at the spot, down at the hemp store, or what?
Mate, what's going on? No, we're holding it down. We're opened it up, but you're not coming in. But I have had some nice little catch-ups with people out on the footpath there.
It's
great. Some socially distant chit-chat.
That giant footpath that they've decided to maintain there on K Road, that everyone was like, oh, I don't know, maybe I like the parking. I tell you what, it's good for standing around and having a chat, and you can also get a
coffee straight
from your door there, right by the door. You've basically got your little coffee shop situation humming away, so all the different types of milk that people might like.
That's right. You can even have more than a chat and a coffee.
That's right.
I think, you know, it's time to reclaim the street for the cannabis community.
Right.
And we do that by being present and by making it the cannabis street. So having said that, you know, within the rules, within the safety of the COVID situation.
Yep.
Also want to say, just while we're on the hemp store, if people do want to jump online and get deliveries or arrange their pickup or whatever, we've got a little sale on the hemp foods, because hemp food is very nutritious, very good for you, very high source of protein.
John's just been getting into the hemp food. John's been noticing his cycling performance increase.
He came down and got some oil a couple of weeks ago, and the oil has got all your essential fatty acids and amino acids in that, so it's a complete food source. So if you think you're not eating particularly well, hemp's a really good booster or top-up. And we're doing 25% off all the hemp foods. Just if you just jump on the website, you get 25% off all the hemp foods. There you go.
Shit, yeah.
There you go. So there's my blatant promo. But I thought there's been a lot happening around the world, so maybe we could start our travels and imagine, if you will, dear listener, lie back, close your eyes. We're in sunny Costa Rica. Oh, what's that? They've just legalized medical cannabis. Awesome. But hang on, still need the signature of the president, so not quite there.
I feel like we need like a sound effect. We need like a shipang sound effect.
I know, I thought you were on the sound effect.
Okay,
if we could have some lapping waves or things.
A bong rip, maybe?
Yes!
Bit of a bong rip. A bong rip on the beach. I'm sure it's allowed. Meanwhile, travel, if you will, with me to Luxembourg. Luxembourg has this week become the first European state to legalize cannabis.
Holy crap.
What's that, you say? What about the Netherlands? Well, the Netherlands never actually really did it. They tolerate it, but they didn't properly pass a law to legalize it.
They actually made it kind of weird, didn't they? If you actually look into the nitty-gritty laws of the Netherlands, it's kind of like, what? It's a lot of it doesn't make sense, but yeah, they just sort of carried on. So Luxembourg making it official. People don't have to cruise across to Holland
and
to bother everyone over there.
Yeah, because what happened in the Netherlands, it's great for the tourists with the coffee shops, but
the supply is
pretty heavily run by organized crime. And you know, and in Europe, that kind of scene is often involving people smuggling and all sorts of other things. So one of the reasons that Luxembourg is doing this is to take the organized crime out of it and clean it up. But interestingly, the plant limits that people can grow, it's the same as what we had in the referendum, the old 4 plants at home. And so I thought that was interesting, but this is actually an agreement between all governing parties in their coalition, the Liberals, Social Democrats, and the Greens.
Wow.
And so it's going to happen. It's not like a will it, won't it. This will definitely happen.
Is this a government-growing DAC, or is it just for people to grow DAC at home? Because I feel like Germans would grow a real good DAC, you know? Like, they engineer shit. They don't make it, you know? Hard out like that.
People have got to have the freedom to grow their own, and if only because sometimes the officially supplied stuff can be a bit whack.
But
having those options to grow your own, and that's what we're doing. So you get your 4 plants, you're going to be able to legally grow some seeds and swap seeds and things, and then the next stage coming after that will be a proper state, regulated system, and they're saying that they just got delayed because of the COVID, basically, but they're into it.
Right.
And not to be outdone, just next door, old Germany, they just had an election, and their three governing parties, which are the Liberal Democrats, Social Democrats, and Greens, very similar to Luxembourg, they are all into legalizing cannabis, and apparently it's floated to the very top of the coalition agreement. It's like one of the few things they're all agreeing on. And they haven't quite formed their government yet, but legalizing cannabis is all that the pundits are picking. It's going to be in the agreement and will happen as a priority.
Hot topic.
So how's that?
And have we covered Switzerland?
Meanwhile, next door again. So it's like, you know, they don't want to outdo it. Well, they want to outdo each other. So Switzerland has just announced too. They will also legalize home growing and regulate the supply of cannabis. And also, you know, to clean it up, to get the organized crime out. and to recognise that what you do within your own four walls, they've all kind of cited this, all three of these countries, that what you do at home is your business.
Yeah.
And possibly at these days of COVID, there's more people thinking that. We're kind of stuck at home a lot, and why should we have someone else telling us what we can do at home when we're all sacrificing so much just by being there? So, you know, letting people grow a few plants or you know, order some on a website or whatever it is to be delivered, you know, as opposed to, you know, the organised crime route. And so our journey, we've now come back to New Zealand on our little imaginary journey there. And if we will just skip through MIQ for the moment, but back in New Zealand, the only real story of the week in the cannabis department was a bust in Waikato, where it was described as underground storage pits and full of 9 kilos of cannabis, a bunch of methamphetamine, a whole bunch of guns.
How was the cannabis? Was it still in good nick? There's nothing worse than buying buried dack off someone.
They were kind of fixated by the guns and the coverage, but a stark kind of illustration of this really is what the no result has delivered us, and that's what that referendum was about, and what these other countries in Europe are making this decision around, is who do we want to actually be producing and supplying cannabis, given that it's happening anyway? And I'm not saying that everyone involved in that is dodgy, it's far from it, but some are, you know, and this report that's in the media this week on the Herald site is an example of that. And if we just had a couple of percent more, you know, this whole thing would have been cleaned up. Mm. But having said that, you know, we keep going, we push on. And one of the things that Normal's been up to this week is the Ministry of Health actually asked for some feedback. They produced a draft guideline on the advice that they're going to give to all prescribers around medical cannabis. And if you think, well, this has been, you know, quite topical. There's a lot of doctors that don't kind of really know much about it. The patients often know more than they do. But everyone's heard the laws change, don't really know what it is or how do you do it. So this is quite topical. So we jumped in and gave some advice. And I guess the main things that we were saying is their draft guideline was really trying to summarise the research, but we thought doing quite a poor job of it and based on an understanding of the research that's already out of date. And by simply saying in your guide, oh, there's a lack of gold standard clinical trials, well, you're kind of putting that down that every doctor's now going to believe that. Mm. And as I say, it's out of date as soon as the next study is published. So we advised that what doctors really need to pay more attention to is patients' own lived experience. The patient that's right in front of them, talking to them about their life and what they're doing and their condition. And pay attention to that.
Sounds
don't just dismiss it and go, oh, there isn't a study backing you up. You know, so, and I think most doctors do want to do that. So this guide, we thought, was really steering them in the wrong direction and saying you should be paying attention to these clinical trials, but it acknowledged that because of all these decades of prohibition, they haven't been allowed to have them, and so we're kind of starting from behind. So as I say, if doctors pay more attention to patients' lived experience and have discussions around that, you know, that's going to be a good thing. So hopefully they'll take a bit of that on board.
Sure.
Sweet, and Chris, where are we at with CBD and the coronavirus?
Oh, mate, I thought that was a fascinating study because, you know, people have talked about this for a while and often I myself before, you're kind of clutching at straws here and trying to find something beneficial perhaps. Or they've looked at general anti-inflammatory properties. And, you know, this is a good thing. If you've got COVID, then anything that's going to reduce the inflammation is probably going to be good. So it might not act directly on it, but it's helping you with the symptoms.
Assuming we're talking about, like, the inflammation that sort of blocks the respiratory system, is that sort of what we're thinking here? Or?
Exactly. This new study, though, this looked at CBD. Now, whilst it's in a lab, it's not actually in a human being. But it found that CBD was a powerful inhibitor of that old spike protein. It, of course, is the very thing that the vaccine that we have here in New Zealand is targeting that spike protein, or it uses a piece of it, in fact, to tune up your immune system. And what they did is they took a piece of that spike protein and put it on some lung cells in a dish, I guess, and exposed it to COVID and the CBD. And the CBD was, as I said, in their words, a powerful inhibitor.
Wow.
And as I say, this was actually, you know, on lung cells, which the equivalent would be if you were inhaling the CBD.
Cool.
yes, obviously more research is required, but it's the kind of thing that, you know, maybe there's something to it. And rather than, as I say, with this advice, the ministry is prepared for doctors saying, oh, there's a lack of science or lack of studies, but well, here we have one right here that perhaps needs a bit of attention rather than kind of dismissing it as oh, there's not enough, so don't prescribe it.
It always seems like a chicken egg thing. Can't do the study because it's illegal, can't do the study, we don't have enough, it's like... Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's a lot of that, I think, eh? And I think that's what that guideline could, you know, could recognise that. And but anyway, it's all kind of progress, I guess. And we'll keep you informed with where they come back with, you know, what they come back with from that.
Chris, any updates on last week's chat about the drug driving laws coming in at Christmas time and roadside drug testing? Have you heard anything else on that?
I haven't got any updates for you on that. It hasn't gone for a vote yet, so there's still time to, you know, make your views known. And, you know, the way the bill is worded at the moment, it will capture anyone who's recently had cannabis. It's not set to impairment, they've said that, and basically just that they think that's too hard. That's their cop-out excuse. So it's a bit difficult at the moment.
Yeah.
So we'll just do what the Aussies are doing. And this will pick up if you've had a smoke in about the last 3-4 days, maybe a week.
I'm interested, Chris, is this actual test that they're going to use, can we get our hands on one of those tests? Like, can I order one online or something like that and then actually just test
it
myself?
That's a great idea, bro.
Yeah,
I'll try and find one, eh?
I'm
not
John
sure.
John and I can both test ourselves. John's not really a regular. I'm pretty regular.
I'll reach out to my contacts in Australia, and I'll see if we can get one.
Yeah, cool, because it'd be interesting. Or even a couple, so we can actually, like, you know, figure out how accurate they are or whatever.
I've got a joint at home, Chris, covered in spiderwebs that I found
behind this couch. Which is really frustrating for me because I'm sure I've been at your house wanting a joint one time.
I can smoke that sometime a couple of days before the test and see if I get a positive or negative result.
We're happy to put ourselves on the line for people this summer, you know what I'm saying?
In the interest of science, I love it. I love your dedication to research and science.
Bloody oath. And you too, man. We'll catch you next week, if not before that, down there at the hemp store.
Yeah, come down for a chit-chat.
Sure, Bob.
All right. See ya.
Do it, baby.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.